Hi, my name is Sonal Patel. I am 15 years old. Today is November 16th, 2017, and I am interviewing my mom, Tharu Patel, in McKinney, Texas. Have you ever gone through a struggle that you were afraid to tell us about?
No.
Like, have you ever just never told us about any struggle that you have because you were scared that we were going to be, like, upset?
Sometimes financially, if there's a struggle and then we don't want to kind of upset you about it.
Have you ever been scared that we'd be upset?
Not more upset, it's more how you think about the situation and, you know, how you'd act. Or, you know, we don't want you to be scared that you have that situation. We are in a situation.
What type of situation have
just
we ever been?
Sometimes been in? When you're in a struggle.
Have we ever been in an emotional situation, like through family or anything? That you haven't really told us about because you didn't want us to ever suffer?
No.
No, so it's always just been financial things that you just...
If you talk about like a death in the family or something like that, everybody knows. It's not like we've kept it away from you.
Got it. What is something that you've always wanted to do that you haven't done yet? Like something on your bucket list?
Go to Australia.
You've never been to Australia?
No.
But you want to go?
Yeah.
That's cool. Would you take me?
Yeah.
How do I differ to everyone else in your eyes? Like, how am I different from everybody else?
Everybody meaning?
The general population. Like, how do you see me as different? Like, I know I'm your kid, but it just... Like, I feel like I'm just always, like, every other person. So how do I differ in your eyes? What are some qualities that differentiate me?
You want to be the best.
That's true.
So that's one of your qualities. Sometimes it's good, sometimes... it's not so good. Sometimes it's okay to be not okay.
How's it
not
okay?
Not okay means you've tried your best and that's okay. But you always wanted to be the best.
How is life different when I wasn't born yet? Throughout the family?
I'd say Daddy didn't take as much time out for the older kids, and he took out a lot more time with you, which was, I feel better, because he got that opportunity again to have those special moments, like when you were born, he was there. He wasn't there when the other two were born. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, so... how do you think life differed, though? Like that, our lifestyle routines, or like how our life changed, like how everyone, did everyone like change their attitude towards life, or like was there any shift?
Not as life as such, but yeah, with you being the only baby in the family, in a whole lot of us, means a joint family. Yeah, it was special because, you know, it's nice to have a baby always, and the things that go with it, you know, and the fun that goes with it. So that's special. But other than that, the routine.
So I made your life more bright.
Oh, yeah.
How do you always stay on your feet all day? Like, you just go throughout the day without any like, it seems like you go throughout the day with no struggles, like. I know you have to do a lot, but how do you always stay on your feet?
Well,
like a lot of people feel like giving up, but I always like see you and I always think like she never wants to give up.
Well, I don't want to give up because I want the best of myself to be given as well.
So you want to give the
best? I
want to
give the best.
Got it.
So to give the best, you have to be on top of it. You can't be lazy. You can't.
Because that's something that I struggle with.
You can't say no. And the other thing is, because I myself am the instant kind.
What does that mean?
That means if daddy says this needs to be done, I want to do it instantly. So if I leave it for tomorrow, I feel I won't get it done. So I like to get things done day to day. Even simple things, I like to get it done day by day, day to day.
Got it. That's cool. What is your favorite story about me? Like me growing up, or like something that, some one specific incident that happened that you just love to replay in your mind about me?
How you like, you know, your violin and how you made it to the top groups. It just, like, it's something, because none of us play an instrument and none of us have been there. So,
but like, what's one specific moment, like one specific story about me? Like, if I was like a baby and I did something funny, like, you know, like, what's your favorite story about me?
Oh, you want a story about
you? Yeah, yeah.
It's like when we were trying to feed you all these vegetables. To today, you don't like vegetables, yet no. You're a vegetarian. You know how you used to spit out the carrots. Be silly. And another thing I liked about you, or loved about you, is every time I read to you, you knew those stories of, and you used to repeat it, so it just kind of sunk in. And how you, I used to just turn page by page and you knew every word to word. And I used to sit you on the side and just read you, you know, little books, because you were a baby then, but still you could say the book. I used to just have to say a few words and you'd say, end it off.
I actually remember, like, you'd have Winnie the Pooh, right?
Yeah.
And I'd like that huge book, you'd go page by page, and I remember you'd just say like one word and I'd finish off the whole line. I didn't even know how to read.
Exactly.
And that was like my...
That was pretty impressive for your age.
That's my favorite thing about my childhood, is just remembering that Winnie the Pooh book.
And I used to read a lot to you. And we used to read a lot together. And I also liked the moments where we used to go look at fishes in Walmart.
Because I couldn't sleep.
Even at 12 o'clock at night, we used to go and see fishes.
Yeah.
So that, well. Yeah, it was just you and me. And another thing I like is, like, you never wanted anything. You just leave it right there. And if we have to go, we have to go. So, yep.
What is your motivation to keep going? Kind of goes back to, like, the giving up thing, but what is your one thing that motivates you?
What motivates me is I know we've got to do it anyway. So why, you know, why say, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to. Well, we have to do it anyway. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to do it. So there's no if, buts, or bongos about it. You just have to do it.
But someone like a lot of people just don't want to. Like, they don't have any motivation to keep going. Like, at one point, like, for me, I had no motivation to keep going in, like, a lot of things, like school. But, like, well, I don't know what.
Because my family matters. And I'm not doing it for anybody else. I'm doing it for my family, right?
Yeah.
I want to make sure my family is okay. So, that's all. And all it is work is not going to kill you. Work is never going to kill you. It's going to keep you motivated and, you know, strong and fit. Yeah, because if you stop walking and you be lazy, then you know what's going to happen? You're going to be sick. So, work is not like it's a big thing. You don't count what you have to do. You know you have to do it anyway. And just do it. So once you do it, it's done. You don't have to worry about doing it.
True.
Yep.
What was the happiest and saddest moment of your life? Your whole entire life. It doesn't have to incorporate me or any of our family, but like
the happiest moments was when I first held my first child, because I couldn't have a kid for a good 4 years, so that was my happiest moment.
So what was your saddest moment?
Letting that go.
Yeah. If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
No.
No ways at all? You'd not raise me any differently?
What do you mean? Like, if I had an opportunity of raising you, would I do anything different than what I've done? No.
Maybe, I don't... like, wish Dad was there more in my child, like...
Well, he was there. He was there more for you than the other kids.
Do you wish you would raise me, like, in a different country or in a different lifestyle? No. In a different way?
I wouldn't change anything in the world, because you know what? That was meant to be. And another happiest moment was also when you were born and I knew you were healthy and I was healthy.
Was it really upsetting for you whenever you knew that I was really sick or like I couldn't breathe?
Oh, yeah, that
Did
was...
you think you were going to lose me?
No, I didn't think I was going to lose you because of the healthcare system here or whatever. I didn't feel I was going to lose you, but I did have that fear of what will happen, you know. But I didn't think, because they said it was just an infection, so infections are always cured, you know, in a certain time frame.
For that time, like, I know you've told me that you knew that something was wrong and the doctors kept saying that nothing was wrong. Were you really, really worried about me? Like,
yeah, because...
Did you think I could have died or something?
I wouldn't say, but I could sense that there was something wrong, even if they didn't figure it out. Because it's a mother's instinct. And having two kids, that was experience already. And you would know, you know, that this is not normal breathing. So it's just instinct, and you just go by that. And if you tell them what you think, and that they figured it out. They did some tests and they figured it out. So, yeah.
This is one of my questions, but I know I know your answer would be no, but I think, like, if you were still in the situation again, would you think of it differently? Was I a mistake because I came so late in life?
No. Nobody's a mistake. Everybody's meant to be.
Because in your life, I came very late. Like, I was born very late into your life. So I don't know. I've always thought, like, you know, everybody else was born way... not early, but like earlier than me, so they were all planned and they were all...
They were never planned. My kids were never planned. I didn't plan my kids. Because I had no way of planning.
But because of that because age I just gap, wanted you, kids. Were you worried in any way, or did you think if I wasn't in this situation, I would have been better off?
No. I was worried because of my age. That I hope I'm carrying a healthy baby. And in one point, when I was carrying you, I knew I was sick, like with the flu and stuff.
Yeah.
But because I was expecting, I couldn't take anything. It wasn't recommended. And actually, by that time, I didn't even know that I was going to... I think I didn't know. I'm not sure if I knew. I didn't know. But... you know, I'm not a big fan on taking a lot of medication.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but yeah, we even went to Six Flags, we went to SeaWorld, and I took those rides, but I didn't know. But there's nothing, like, I would do anything different or think different. If something is meant to be, it's meant to be. I believe whatever's going to happen is going to happen. So... that's it.
When in life have you ever felt the most alone?
Alone. One time when after Dada passed away, and Daddy had to come to the States and see if we could, you know, come over to the States, and it was only by myself, Rupubin and Nilubai. That was a kind of scary, lonely feeling. Other than that, alone, not really.
You've always felt support.
Oh, yeah, even then I was supported. I mean, there was support from Ba, but there was a fear. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
It was based on more fear than loneliness.
Got it. Because last year, like I felt very lonely, like mentally. Like, I just felt like always down in the dumps. And I felt like I had no one. And so I always felt alone. And I knew you guys would always be there, but I didn't know how to approach you guys about how upset and sad and, like, almost depressed I was.
But what made you feel that way?
Being imperfect.
Well, you see,
I felt like I wanted to live up to the standard and that I wasn't normal. And
no.
There was just a lot of things, like... Throughout all my years, been bullied, so I didn't think that I could have friends or I could have support. So I felt so alone and so sad that I went into this almost depression type of feeling.
Believe me, nobody's perfect. If anybody was perfect, they wouldn't be here. Because, you know, if you're perfect, you don't be here.
Yeah.
We on that path to be perfect. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever comes in our way, it's the way we handle it that makes us more perfect. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's your way of thinking, the way you behave, your acting that makes you perfect on the road to perfection. Nobody's perfect.
Did you have any struggles when you were my age?
Not really. We were more carefree, I think. We didn't... Because we grew up in a different country, so we were more carefree in the sense our parents were not that educated, or not that my parents didn't put us in good schools or whatever, but we didn't know the reality of being educated, or I'd say, I mean, I wasn't that great in school. I was more hands-on. I'd do everything, you know, like I used to do secretarial sort of thing, like typing, then I was the top in that class sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wasn't good at physics and chemistry, and I was good at math, accounting, you know, sewing, things like that, as hands-on cooking, that sort of thing. And I guess because our parents were not that educated. They were not doctors and lawyers and, you know, that...
Do you wish you had a better education than what you got? Like, do you wish you could ever...
Go back to school and...
No, like, do you ever wish that you would have gone back to school or done
something different? No, my interests were different, so... Whatever we had at that time, and, you know, we did the best we could in whatever. And then in our culture, how you have to get married. And then even if I was really educated, what would I do with it when I got married in another country which didn't even... I mean, it wasn't...
Well, no, I don't mean, like,
you know,
when
we
you
had
first
to get
got married.
When
I mean, like, right now. Like, if you... Or,
yeah,
like, 20... Like, when you first came to America, if you could have gone back to... gone to school for something, do you wish you were more educated for, like,
yeah,
your kids or your family?
No,
do you, or
not,
just for yourself?
For for myself, I would. Because I... At one point in time, because I had health issues... and I wanted to do it herbally and do it naturally.
Yeah.
to cure myself, and which I did. But then that kind of got me more interested in doing iridology. But then dad says, what do you want to do that for now, you know? But I felt at one time that I want to go and learn a little bit more. Like now, how I feel, I do a lot more office work and stuff. Like right now, I feel, okay, I want to go learn QuickBooks. But then I say, it's okay. I'm doing my best in whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I'm doing what I have to for the family. It's not like, I'm doing my best because, I mean, I'm not tech savvy and all this computer savvy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do use the computers. It's not like I don't use it. But then I think to myself, I've got enough to do. Why do I want to do more? I mean, I know that's a bad thing. In a way. But I got enough responsibility is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In whatever I'm doing right now. Then to take up more responsibilities. And then what happens is I'm lacking off on my house responsibilities.
Got it.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
I have to like get that balance.
It's an extra thing that you can do because right now you're being productive in a lot of other things.
Yeah. But like right now, I still have to make dinner.
Yeah.
See, do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So, it's...
Do you ever feel like if I was, like, born differently, do you ever feel like, I'm not saying, like, if I was born differently, I'm not... I'm saying, like, if there was something that you could change about me, would you change anything? Like, would you wish I was born any different than I am right now?
No. Because... For me, I feel and believe that everyone is an individual and be themselves. And I hate comparing one to another. That's something I hated all along. So I've never compared even my kids. So that is why I don't want to compare, because I don't want to change anybody in any way. Yeah, your principles are there, but every individual is different. Everyone's way of thinking is different.
Do you have any last tips for me in life? Just like any life lessons?
Yeah. Being a teenager is not easy. And we know that. So if you keep your goals, your ideas, all on a good path, not slip away from that, you know your goal, and keep to that. What do you want to do? How you want to do it? Character is a key. It might not show right now, but it sure will show in the years to come. Character is very important. So don't slip away from character. That's the main thing.
That's your only life lesson.
If you're good character, you're going to think good. If you're good character, you're going to do good. If you're good character, you will think about others.
Yeah.
If you're a good character, you're going to think about yourself. And always think, if I do this, what are the consequences? If I do this, what are the consequences?
I have one more question.
Sure.
How do you separate yourself from everybody else? Like, if someone's hurting you, or someone's, like, for my instance, bullying me. How do I not feel so bad about myself, about who I am? How do I stick to myself? Because, like, I feel like whenever I get picked on or bullied or anything happens to me, I feel like there's just one more thing to add into my suitcase of
baggage that I carry. It's like I have all of these things that are bad about me, and I carry it inside of a suit, an imaginary suitcase.
Okay.
I don't know how to let it go.
Okay, I'll tell you. Say you're going to India, and you fill that suitcase with all trash, okay? And it has to be a certain weight limit. So if you don't empty out that trash, how can you put good stuff in there? So you have to empty out that trash.
How do you empty it?
Say, I'm not going to keep that. I'm not going to keep that. I'm not going to... And don't think bad about others. But in the same way, you're not supposed to be bad, thinking bad about yourself. You come first. Okay? You come first. So you have to every day say, I am a soul. I'm a peaceful soul. I'm a loving soul internally. Because whatever you're putting into yourself, you're going to portray out. Right?
Yeah.
You have to say this to yourself. And if somebody is intentionally hurting you, whatever, it's just going to bounce back. If you don't take it in personally, it's just going to bounce back. If you don't say anything to that person, it's just going to reflect back. It's not going to... And show that you are not emotionally bothered about what they say. Because you know what? The more emotion you will show, the more they're going to do that. Do you get it? I'm not telling you to be nasty to them.
I'm not saying that, like, I get bullied on an everyday basis, but I'm saying, like, the things that people have always said, I still have it with me, and I don't know how to throw it out.
You have to throw it out. You can't carry it. That's what...
Because I don't know what's good about me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what's so good about me that everybody has
their qualities, and everybody has the not good stuff about them. There's lots about me that I need to change. But that's okay. I'm not hurting anybody. Right? If I'm emotionally hurting anybody, I should be worried. If you yourself are not emotionally bothering somebody, you shouldn't be worried.
But what if you're emotionally bothering yourself?
No, you're not supposed to be emotionally bothered yourself. Have you done something wrong?
No.
Well, then it shouldn't bother you. If you know you've done something wrong, that is a bother. Do you know what I mean? If say you stole a penny, just an example, then that's in your conscience that it's wrong. You know it's wrong and you did that. Right?
So then if someone calls you a stealer, is that what it's called? A person who steals.
Then
you feel bad about it.
No, then you know that you did it, so somebody's telling you. And that you shouldn't do next time if you know that's a mistake. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, but it's not things like that people call me like a stealer. Like,
okay, when I was young, like, anybody off the street can call me whatever. Do they know me? Do they know who I am? Do they know my character? Do they know how I feel? Why I behave in a certain way? Do they know all that?
No.
So they're welcome to call me whatever they want. I mean, you can call whoever you want whatever, but does that make them that?
No.
Well, that's the thing you have to understand. That by somebody calling you something doesn't mean you are that. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. I do understand what you mean. Like, you can't always believe what other people say because someone can say something about you and it might not even be true. But, like,
But if they say, oh, you are...
ugly.
Ugly. Okay. So how does it make them so true, what they're saying?
Because you already feel ugly?
No. I... That doesn't mean that that is true. That statement is true. It's an opinion. It's not a fact. Do you get it?
Yeah.
I mean, the shoe. Okay, the shoe is here. I might like it. I might say it's ugly. And you might say, I love it. So what is that? It's an
opinion.
Is it a fact?
No.
Same thing. Same thing. If somebody calls you names, it's an opinion. It's not a fact. So what they have said to you in the past, you have to say, it's not a fact. It's an opinion. And everybody can have their own opinions. You can have yours. I can have mine. So let them be.
Yeah.
If you let go, it will be way easier. If you let go the past. If you just have to let it go. Don't be engrossed in the past. Look at your goal for the future. That's more important. Because what you do now is going to be your future. That past is going to be nothing. What you do, what matters now, is going to be your future. So your goal should be very clear. Okay, this is what I want to do in life. This is how I want to behave in life. This is how I want to interact with people. Everything matters. That's building character. You're building on it. And in time to come, that's going to be your future. Like, no matter how I had to change with the family, in a lot of ways, when I got married.
Yeah.
I didn't care who said what, who did what. I just kept going. It's okay. Put everything to the back and prove yourself how you want to be in front in the years to come. Right?
Yeah.
So you just keep working. You don't care what people are saying. You brush it out, put it at the back. Just move forward. You know what your direction is. You have a path already made for you. And you want to follow that.
What do you believe your purpose in life is?
My purpose in life?
Yeah, and like, how have you followed that direction? What was your goal? What is your purpose?
Well, in our days, we just, it's like no career. But
yeah.
But even to be married and to keep being married, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, not getting like
divorced and, you know, not getting into any kind of situation, you have to keep the calm.
Yeah, you and Dad always seem very happy with each other.
That's it.
Yeah.
Do I ever argue with him when he tells me a whole million things to do and to be done? And
No.
I just do it, right?
So your goal in life was to just be a good mom and a good
wife. And a good daughter-in-law.
Well,
that was first before, in our years. That was first, to be a good daughter-in-law. Then worry about being a wife and a mother. We've learned our lessons through those also. And it's okay, it just makes you stronger. And say anything that will come through, we will face it and we'll move on. That's it. You just move on. And put everything behind you.
Do you have any last minute jokes that you want to tell?
Yeah, those people don't matter.
Mom, I said, do you have any last minute jokes?
Like last minute jokes, like what?
I don't know. Like,
you tell me what.
I don't have a joke.
You don't have a joke?
No.
Believe me, it pays off in the end. It's not easy, because it's hard to please a whole bunch of people. But but when you do it, you feel that inner joy that you've pleased everybody. Even in just your normal life.
Yeah, I get it.
And even if nobody shows you appreciation, that's okay. Who cares? You're not out there to prove or to show anybody. It's just yourself. You feel pleased and...
So you can see your own self-worth and have self-love.
No, but that doesn't mean you have to override everybody and say, oh, I'm something. That's ego now. Not like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You just have to be happy. Main thing is to be happy all the time. Don't let anything bug you. There's nothing in the world that doesn't have a solution. Okay? So, yeah.
Thanks, Mom. You're the best.
You're the best.
I love you.
I love you too.